You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
From coast to coast, I'm your host with the most, and I don't mean to boast, but I'm burning like toast. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, bringing to you another juke in the back. The weekly program dedicated to 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. And for the past 3 weeks, we've been featuring the great Louis Jordan. And this week, it's more of the same. Welcome to part four of my six-part series on the often overlooked superstar career of Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Back in part one, we focused on his very early recordings from 1938 to 41. In part two, we took 42 to 45. And last week's show, part three, focused solely on the year 1946. A year where Louis Jordan enjoyed 35 weeks at the top of the charts. Well, if you thought that was the height of his career, wait till you hear 1947 and 48. That's this week's program. You see, during this time, Jordan was virtually unstoppable. In the year 1947 alone, Jordan scored four more number one hits, staying at the top of the chart for 40 weeks that year. Think about that. There were 12 weeks of the year that Louis Jordan did not top the Jukebox Race Record chart. 12 weeks. And during this program, we'll hear five more number ones. Louis Jordan was definitely the most influential cat of the 1940s. He laid the groundwork, along with his small combo, the Timpani Five, for what would become rock and roll. And it always sounded like he was having a great time, too, with all those hep novelty records. And the band was always so tight. Well, let's begin part four with the first number one record of 1947, Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. It was written by Joan Whitney and Alex Kramer and recorded on June 26, 1946 in New York City. Decca Records issued it in early December of 46, and it topped the charts on January 4, 1947, remaining there for a whopping 17 straight weeks. Chickens crossed over and hit number 6 on the national pop chart. And the phrase, Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens, became the catchphrase of 1947. Of course, until Open the Door Richard knocked it out of the catchphrase top spot. But we'll get to that a little later. Here's this week's feature, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the juke in the back, baby.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Thank you. is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, we got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Hey, hey, boss man, what do you say? It's easy pickings. There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Classic Let the Good Times Roll. That was the flip side of Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Chickens went to number one and stayed there for 17 weeks, and Let the Good Times Roll stopped at number two. Actually, Louis Jordan was keeping himself out of the top spot. Let the Good Times Roll was written by Jordan along with Sam Theard and was a big hit for Ray Charles in 1960. Both those tunes came from the same session, held on June 26, 1946 in New York. Jordan is playing alto sax, Aaron Eisenhall is on trumpet, Josh Jackson is on tenor with Wild Bill Davis on piano, Carl Hagen on electric guitar, Jesse Poe Simpkins on bass, and Eddie Bird on the tubs. That session was produced by the great Milt Gabler. Up next is another number one. Yeah, that's right, Louis' fifth straight number one record. It's Texas and Pacific, and it was recorded on October 10, 1946, in New York. There are a couple of musician changes on this session. James Wright is playing tenor sax instead of Josh Jackson, and Eddie Bird has been replaced on drums by Christopher Columbus, whose real name is Joe Morris. This October 10th session would yield two number one records. This one, Texas and Pacific, and Jack You're Dead, which we'll hear later in the program. Decca Records issued Texas and Pacific in February of 47, and it hit number one on April 26th, where it stayed for 2 weeks. It replaced Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens at the top of the chart and crossed over to number 20 on the pop lists. Now dig this. When you add up Louis Jordan's last five records, they all went to the top of the chart, and he held on to the number one position for 45 solid weeks. It began with Stone Cold Dead in the Market, a duet with Ella Fitzgerald, moved into Choo Choo Chaboogie, then on to Ain't It Just Like a Woman, then Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens, and now Texas and Pacific. Let's compare Louis Jordan's whopping 45 weeks straight at the top of the chart to Elvis in 1956. He held on to the number one spot for 21 weeks. Or how about the Beatles in 64? They held the top seat for 20 weeks. Louis was number one for almost a straight solid year. That's all I'm saying, but man, I gotta get going because they're about to give up my seat on the Texas and Pacific. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging part four of my six-part series on the great Louis Jordan. All aboard!
I know you heard of the Chattanooga Choo Choo. The Rock Island, the New York Central, the New Haven and Hartford, the Pennsylvania, the Missouri Pacific, the Southern Pacific, the Northern Pacific is terrific. Oh, but Jack, you heard of the IC and the Santa Fe, but you gotta take a ride on the TP. I'm biding time aboard the Texas and Pacific. Past Big D didn't stay, about a half an hour to be specific. Cowtown's just a short way, heading southwest on the Texas and Pacific. Big wheels clacking around, all the sights that I take in are quite terrific. I'm West Texas bound, say Mr. Porter, I've wired my gal, she's waiting in El Paso for me. Say Mr. Porter, that's Pickles no less, my Stetson needs a dusting and my pants need a press. I guess I'll have to find a half to tip to Porter. 15 minutes, he says, when I arrive we'll take a trip across the border. Honeymoon in Juarez, cause the TP special gets me there and much less. Needs a dusting and my pants need a press. I guess I'll have to find a half to tip to Porter. 15 minutes, he says, when I arrive we'll take a trip across the border. Honeymoon in Juarez, cause the TP special gets me there and much less.
Thank you.
cats all criticize, joke about my baby size. She's read with me because you see, I like 'em fat like that. When she bounces down the street, she's a whole heap of honey and ain't she sweet. Feels so fine to know she's mine, I like 'em fat like that. You can have all those lean chicks, tender and tall, but when it comes to mean kicks, a big fat mom is the best of all. After I get through working, I reach and grab my hat. Hurry home, don't want her to be alone. I like 'em fat like that.
Like 'em fat like that. Louis Jordan and the Flip Side to Texas and Pacific. That one actually came from a much earlier session held in March of 44. Up next, Louis Jordan almost hits the top of the chart again, but just misses with his version of Open the Door, Richard, which stalled at number 2 but crossed over to number 6 pop. Richard was recorded on January 23rd, 1947 in Los Angeles, and it features the same Timpani Five who played on Texas and Pacific. The Open the Door Richard routine dates back to black vaudeville comedian Bob Russell. In the 40s, it was picked up and famously performed by Dusty Fletcher. While Jack McVeigh and his band were playing with Dusty Fletcher, they picked up on the routine and actually wrote music to go with it. They wrote the singing chorus of Open the Door, Richard. McVeigh and his All-Stars were also the first group to go into the studio and cut the record. Their version of Open the Door, Richard was issued in January of 47 and went to number 2 on the R&B chart and number 3 pop. Dusty Fletcher's version came out in February and stalled at number 2. Then Count Basie's version came out, also going to number 2 R&B and a whopping number 1 on the pop chart. It became Basie's biggest hit. Incredibly enough, in March of 47, when Louis Jordan's version of Open the Door Richard was issued, it also went to number 2 on the R&B chart. Open the Door Richard became one of the best-selling songs of 1947. But it was split between all of these groups. The Pied Pipers came out with a version, the Charioteers came out with a version. This song was absolutely huge, and it became the catchphrase of the year. Here's Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with his inspired version of Open the Door, Richard!
Open the door, Richard! Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
I met old Zeke standing on the corner the other day. That cat sure was booted with liquid.
He was what?
He was obnoxicated.
He was what?
He was inebriated.
He was what?
Well, he was just plain drunk.
Well, all right then.
He sure was salty with the bartender. The bartender's trying to make him buy another drink. Zeke told the bartender, ain't no need of me buying no drinks when everybody else is buying them. I'm gonna drink to everybody's health till I ruin my own.
Open the door, Richard!
Why, he don't know who he's throwing out of that joint. Why, I'll go back in that joint and take a short stick and bust it down to the ground.
Open the door, Richard!
But I hate to be caught out on the street like this, 'cause it makes you look so common. And I know I ain't common, 'cause I got class I ain't never used yet. But I guess I better get on in the house, 'cause I don't want my pastor to catch me out like this.
Hey, Richard, open the door.
Now look at that old woman across the street. Done stuck her head out of the window, calling her sister. Look at her hunching her sister, saying, ain't that him? Ain't that him? Yes, it's me, and I'm drunk again.
Open the door, Richard.
I know he's in there, 'cause I got on the clothes. They can't throw him out, 'cause I owe just as much back rent here as he does. Imagine that old woman charging us $3 a month and getting mad 'cause we 12 months in the arrears. Come meet me last Thursday saying, ain't you boys gonna give me some back rent? I told her she'd be lucky if she got some front rent.
Open the door, Richard!
Hey, Richard, open the door! 'Cause I'm standing here scratching in my pants pocket, and standing here groping in my coat pocket, and standing here feeling in my shirt pocket, and I can't find the key. Hey, open the door, Richard! Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Open the door, Richard!
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, and contributors Lonnie Tapley. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt Kemp.
When you've got no more assurance than a great big hunk of lead, if you don't respond to romance, Jack, you're dead. When a chick is smiling at you, even though there's nothing said, if you stand there like a statue, Jack, you're dead. You've been always kicking, but you stubbed your toes when you ups and kicks the bucket, just like old man Moe's. When you get no kicks from loving and you blow your top instead, it's a fact that you ain't living, Jack, you dead. Got nobody since you gone and lost your head. Rigor mortis or set in daddy, Jack, you dead. What's the use of having muscles when your life hangs by a thread? If you ain't got no red corpuscles, Jack, you dead. You've been always kicking, but you stubbed your toes when you ups and kicks the bucket, just like old man Moe's. When you get no kicks from loving and the news begin to spread, all the cats will holler, murder, Jack, you dead. All the breath is leaked out of you when your friends gather around the bed and look at you and say, don't he look natural? When that happens to you, daddy, Jack, you dead.
Jack, You're Dead, one of my all-time favorite Louis Jordan records. That one was recorded on October 10th, 1946 in New York. Decca released it in May of 1947, and it hit number one on June 28th and remained there for seven straight weeks. I'm surprised that Jack You're Dead only crossed over to number 21 pop, as it's such an accessible and jumpin' and good-feelin' record. After that single was issued and topped the charts, Decca decided to reissue some of Louis Jordan's earlier hits. The next two single releases were in fact reissues. They again released Beware, backed with Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying, and then issued Caledonia, backed with Somebody Done Changed the Locks on My Door, but neither one of those reissues re-entered the charts. The next song to enter the charts for Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five was the flip side of Jack You're Dead. It's I Know What You're Putting Down, and it hit number 3 on the Jukebox Race Record chart. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging part 4 of my 6-part series on the great Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five.
There's a whole lot of talk around town about the way you can yourself. There's a whole lot of talk around town about the way you can yourself. You jiving everybody in town, but baby, I know what you're putting down. Everybody's trying to dig you, baby. Everybody but me. Everybody's trying to dig you. Everybody but me. You're fooling everybody in town, but baby, I know what you're putting down. You went out last night to a dinner, a show, and a dance. Ooh, you went out last night to a dinner, show, and a dance. You must have been a perfect clown, but baby, I know what you're putting down. Stay at home. Yes, baby, you got a rambling mind. You just don't want to stay at home. You tell me you're visiting all your relatives in town, but baby, I know what you're putting down. You came home last night with a new hat, new dress, and a new pair of shoes. Yes, you came home at 8 o'clock last night with a new hat, new dress, and a new pair of shoes. You ain't working nowhere in town, so baby, I know what you're putting down. Soda go, you ought to go around and dig it. When she's working at the spigot, you can hear her calling orders like this: give me a ham white down and a burger rare, cider slaw and a seven layer, OJ up, wreck two in a cup, and a boogie woogie blue plate. Give me a crippled beef on a load of hay, combo rye and a bottle of ale. Coming through with a slab of moo and a boogie woogie blue plate. Draw one, draw two, get that coffee perking. Draw three, draw four, hold that mayo on the chopped egg working. Want a tuna wheat with a side of fries. 86 on the cherry pies. Side of greens on the franks and beans. And a boogie woogie blue plate. Side of fries, 86 on the cherry pies, side of greens on the franks and beans, and a boogie woogie blue plate.
That song always makes me hungry. It's Louis Jordan as Timpani 5, the feature this week with Boogie Woogie Blue Plate, which was recorded on April 23rd, 1947 and released in early August on Decca Records. It hit the number one spot on August 30th and remained there for 14 whopping weeks. That was one of Louis Jordan's biggest hits. The Timpani 5 on this record were a combination of some of the older players and some of the newer additions to the group. Jordan was, of course, on alto sax, and Eddie Johnson was back playing tenor sax. Wild Bill Davis is on piano, and Carl Hogan is on electric guitar, while Dallas Bartley is back playing bass. He hadn't played bass for Jordan in a couple of years. Chris Columbus, who had joined the group recently, is still playing the tubs. Boogie Woogie Blue Plate was Louis Jordan's fourth and final number one of 1947. And if you add up all the weeks he spent at number one, the total is 40. Compare that to the 35 weeks he spent at the top spot in 1946. Up next, one of Jordan's bluesiest numbers, Early in the Morning, which was recorded at that same April 23rd, 1947 session. It was released in October and climbed to number three. Here's Louis Jordan and his Timpani 5 with Early in the Morning.
Hey, Pedro, where is Lolito? Right, had a little date with my baby last night. Now it's early in the morning, early in the morning, early in the morning, and I ain't got nothing but the blues. I went to all the places where we used to go, even went to her house, but she don't live there no more. Now it's early in the morning, early in the morning, early in the morning, and I ain't got nothing but the blues. Went to see her girlfriend, but she was out. Knocked on her mother's door, and she began to shout,
"Get away from that boy.
It's early in the morning. Morning. It's early in the morning and I ain't got nothing but the blues." Mm-hmm. I went to Jenny Lou's to get something to eat. The waitress looked at me and said, "Pops, you sure look deep. It's early in the morning. Ooh, in the morning. It's early in the morning and I ain't got nothing but the blues. I had a lot of money when I started out. Couldn't find my baby, now my money's run out. Now it's early in the morning. Ooh, in the morning. It's early in the morning and I ain't got nothing but the blues." I want to talk to them about 2 minutes. I'm telling you, ladies, I want to apologize for Beware. I tried to save the fellas, but they ain't nowhere.
Stew
I'm telling you.
Pigeon,
stew pigeon. Who said stew pigeon? Somebody called you a stew pigeon. Don't pay no attention to that. Just listen to me. Ladies, I'm telling you, the fellas ain't no good nowadays. Stick around. Don't be no clown. Don't let me down and listen to what I'm putting down. Pay attention. If he drives you to the beach and starts to reach,
look out, sister.
If he says you look fetching and want to show you his etchings, don't go up there. I'm telling you, don't you go up there. If he says you look good in a sweater, go home and write him a letter.
Mm-hmm.
If he buys you quarts of champagne, take a train and go to Maine. Get out of town before it's too late. If he says, "Darling, you look just like my mother," go home and get your big brother. Have them sapped up. What you sit there giggling for? This ain't funny. Look at us in that giggle. He, the devil. Pay attention to me. Don't be looking around at them. Look at me. Don't listen to nobody but me. Don't listen to Walter Winchell, Gabriel Heater, Ed Sullivan, Luella Parsons, Jimmy Fiddler, Jed Gahoover, Billy Rowe, John L. Lewis, Dan Burley, Mr. Anthony, and nobody. Pay attention to me. If something happened to you this summer, you'll say I didn't tell you. I'm giving you some knowledge straight from the shelf. This is some jive I use myself. I found it to be successful to a marked degree, and I'm giving it to you free. If you want to take it for a ride in his car, don't stay too long and don't go too far. If he says, "Darling, I feel so lucky," tell him to get a train and go to Kentucky. If he says you look groovy and he want to put you in a movie, he ain't no talent scout, he don't know what it's all about. If he laughs at all your jokes, says he only drinks Cokes and your brand is all he smokes, then he want to meet your folks, don't believe him, it's a hoax. Tell him to get lost, he's the most. Go down that fashion book and pay attention to me. If he says, "Darling, I'm on the square," go on home and leave him now. If he says he want to take you for a date and you look great, tell him to go jump in the lake. He ain't nothing but a fake. You better stop that giggling. Look at her sitting there giggling. You'll be surprised what they're framing up on doing this summer on vacation. Stop that laughing and pay attention to me. Listen to what I'm talking about. Listen, if he wants to buy your clothes and nylon hose and take you around the nation on a 2-week vacation, buy your diamond rings and mink coats and everything, and he's a mellow creature and want to call a preacher, you don't have to look out. You got him, hold on to him, take him home to mother. Look out! Don't tease him. Mm-mm, don't tease him, just squeeze him. Look out! Sister, you better look out. Oh.
Look out, baby. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. That was the sort of sequel to Beware. Whereas Beware addressed the fellas, Look Out is a message to the ladies. It was issued as the flip side to Early in the Morning in October of 47. It rose to number 5 on the national chart. Up next, Louis scores another number 2 hit. This time he's talking about all the animals in the barnyard, baby. They're getting hip to that jive, doing the barnyard boogie. Recorded in April of 47, Barnyard Boogie became Louis Jordan's first hit of 48, topping out, like I said, at number 2. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you're enjoying part 4 of my 6-part series on the incredible Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Here's Barnyard Boogie.
Thank you. hen. Quack, quack, said the duck, won't you let me in? Cluck, 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 said the little red hen, let's boogie in the barnyard. Baa, baa, said the sheep from another fold. Moo, moo, said the cow, let the butter roll. Cluck, 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 said the little red hen, let's boogie in the barnyard. Yes, the barnyard was jumping, everybody having their fling. Even old MacDonald had to do a little Connie swing. Bow wow, said the dog in the circus, top meow, said the cat, now please don't stop. Cluck, 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 said the little red hen, let's boogie in the barnyard.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, as we feature more Louis Jordan, let's take his 1947 number 2 smash, Open the Door, Richard, and flip it over. The flip side, It's So Easy, didn't make the charts, but it's a jumping little record, and it's a great 78. Here's Louis Jordan and his Timpani 5 with It's So Easy.
It's so easy to say that we're through. It's so easy to laugh over you. We're through, so what was you? So hot, all that I got was heartaches and headaches and stuff. It's so simple to paint the town. Paint it blue, paint it green, paint it red. It's so simple to run around. I'm so happy I'm touched in the head. It's so easy to put out the torch. It's so easy to find a new porch. You flew, bye-bye, who's blue? Not I, adieu, I'll be happier now. It's so easy, but please tell me how. To say that we're through, ha ha. It's so easy to laugh over you, ha 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 ha. We're through, so what was you? So hot, all that I got was heartaches and headaches and stuff. It's so simple to paint the town, paint it blue, paint it green, paint it red. It's so simple to run around. I'm so happy. I'm touched in the head. It's so easy to put out the torch. It's so easy to find a new porch. Ha ha ha. You flew, bye-bye, so long, who's blue? Not I, and you, I'll be happier now. It's so easy, but please tell me how.
listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Train number one on track 10 for Birmingham, Alabama. Train number two on track 12 for Kewosha, Georgia. Train number three on track 39 for Cucamonga.
At the station gate of the honeymoon excursion. You told me you would meet me at the station gate, but I've got a different version. Train number one's gone. Train number two's gone. Train number three's been gone. How long must I wait for you? Train number four's gone. Train number five's gone. Train number six been gone. How long must I wait for you? Got the tickets and the reservations set for two. Luggage waiting on the track. But I've got no use for reservations without you. I'm gonna give the tickets back. Cause train number one's back. Train number two's back. Train number three's been back. How long must I wait for you? And a reservation set for two. Luggage waiting on the track. But I've got no use for reservations without you. I'm gonna give the tickets back. Cause train number one's back. Train number two's back. Train number three's been back. How long must I wait for you? How long, baby? How long, baby? How long? How long must I wait for you?
In the groove and right on the ball. She's reef, petite, and gone. What a babe, she's the tops. When we go out, they don't need no traffic cops. One look at her and the traffic stops. Cause she's reef, petite, and gone. Now I could have my pick, you know. Cause I got dough that's ready to go. But this chick's so mighty fine. She got me all tied up like a ball of twine. When I do things, I do them right. I won't ever let my baby out of sight. We'll tie the knot and tie it tight. Cause she's reef, petite, and gone. That chick has changed my attitude. Whenever I gaze on her pulchritude, I'm telling you, Jack, she's so mighty fine. She got me all tied up like a ball of twine. Those other chicks leave me cold. You can't compare brass with 14 karat gold. After they made her, they broke the mold. Cause she's reef, petite, and gone.
Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five from April of 1948, a big number four smash with Reep, Petite, and Gone. Before that, we heard the Fantabulous B-side to Barnyard Boogie, How Long Must I Wait for You, which comes from a session dating all the way back to July of 1945. It was issued in February of 48, where it reached number 9. Well, cats and kittens, that wraps up part 4 of my 6-part series on Louis Jordan. This week we featured 1947 all the way till about halfway through 1948. Next week on part 5, we'll finish 48, run all the way through 49, and get into 1950. Until then, remember, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. You'll get that feeling each week by digging deep onto your weekly source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. I want to close down the show with Louis Jordan's only number one hit of 1948. I mean, he's been scoring so many continuous number one hits, you knew it had to end sometime. Well, 48 was kind of a dry year for number ones, and 49 wouldn't be much better with only 2 number one hits for Louis Jordan. In fact, after this record, Run Joe, hit number one on July 10th, 1948 for 2 weeks, Louis wouldn't return to the top of the chart for over a year until October of 49. So I guess this begins his slow decline as king of the jukeboxes. It's another jumpin' tune that once it gets into your head, baby, it'll be a long time before you free yourself. Here's Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five closing down part 4 of our 6-part series with Run Joe. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye.
At a candy store, telling fortune behind the door. Cop grabbed Moe, and as Joe ran out, Brother Moe then began to shout,
Run, Joe!
Hey, the man at the door,
Run, Joe!
The man won't let me go,
Run, Joe!
Run as fast as you can,
Run, Joe!
Police holding me hand.
Need to do stand me bail. Don't want to sleep in this rotten jail. Hide the crystal ball by defense, so they won't find no evidence. When you reach home, get in the bed. Call a doctor and tie your head. Let Juanita invent a lie. Got to have a good alibi.
Run, Joe.
Any man at the door.
Run, Joe.
The man won't let me go.
Run, Joe.
Run as fast as you can.
Run, Joe.
The police holding me hand.
Joey,
get the mouthpiece to talk for me. They'll sure give me the 3rd degree. When they take me before the sarge, I am going to deny the charge. When the judge asks me how I plead, not guilty, sir, most decidedly. You can see, judge, at a glance, I'm a victim of circumstance.
Run, Joe!
Hey, the man at the door.
Run, Joe!
The man won't let me go.
Run, Joe!
Run, Joe, as fast as you can.
Run, Joe!
The police holding me hand.
By the break of day, if the judge believe what I say. If he don't, I'll be looking cute behind the bars with me striped suit.
Run, Joe!
Hey, the man at the door.
Run, Joe!
Man, he won't let me go.
Run, Joe!
Run as fast as you can.
Run, Joe!
The police holding me hand.
Mama told me not long ago to keep away from that worthless Joe. If I heard what me mama say, I wouldn't be in this mess today.
Run, Joe!
Hey, the man at the door.
Run, Joe!
The man won't let me go.
Run, Joe!
Run as fast as you can.
Run, Joe!
The police holding me hand. Don't you hear what I told you?
Run, Joe!
I done warn you and scold you.
Run, Joe!
Don't let policeman hold you.
Run, Joe!
Didn't your mama done told you?
Run, Joe.
Hey, the policeman are catching up with Joe.
Run, Joe.
catching up with Joe.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebeck.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.